Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday. A little detail that he shared that I think is some evidence of the Patriots being locked in. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. What If Wednesday. We were going back to the coaching carousel this offseason where Vrabel fit in then for us, not at the top of our list, which we were wrong about. Patriots are 8-2. If they hired Keefe's guy, Ben Johnson, they hired my guy, Liam Cohen, I think they'd still be a playoff team. I think they'd be good. They'd be fighting for their lives in the AFC, but they wouldn't be 8-2 and maybe a Super Bowl contender. So a mea culpa on that. Plus, Mike Vrabel did interview with the Jets, in case you forgot, way back on January 3rd. How would things look differently if he were there? Patriots had to go somewhere different, and it wasn't Aaron Glenn coaching the 2-7 Jets. But this is part of what I did believe in Vrabel for. And I did not want a retread coach. I didn't want him here. I didn't want a defensive guy. There were other guys I wanted. I can only say it so many times, but it's true. But one of the things I thought worked with Vrabel, or at least you could sort of hitch your wagons to, was building a culture, getting buy-in. And I thought that was probably the most appealing thing about him, leader of men. Not scheme, not an exotic offense, defense, anything like that. Not even really his personnel, although I was probably wrong about that one.
They've had
very few misses in the personnel department this season, really, if any. So I thought that sort of stuff you would get out of Vrabel, and he would be, as you said earlier, Keith, not a coordinator or a glorified coordinator. Mm-hmm. He'd be a real, true head coach of the entire football team. And what he said there yesterday was, well, I went to team leadership, and I tried to get him 25 extra minutes, and I trimmed down this meeting, I trimmed down that. And team leadership said, no, that's not what we want. We think we benefit from that. We want to keep doing what we're doing. We've won 7 in a row. We want to stay locked in. And I think...
tremendously locked in.
Yeah, it's true.
Tremendously locked in.
That's Romy Gonzalez, right? So, look, it's the Jets on Thursday Night Football. The Jets are a bad team. You're at home. Quick turnaround for them. They're probably ready to tap out on their season despite winning 2 in a row.
Yeah.
They're probably ready. They just need a little shove to tap out. So maybe you don't need to be super locked in against this team. I still think that's a good sign for Vrabel, and I think that's a good sign for this team going to where we want it to go. They're not taking any shortcuts on a short week.
Yeah, and I think we saw what the mentality of this team was going back to the week or two after beating Buffalo, because it would have been so easy to be like, we beat Buffalo. That's pretty awesome. Look at us. We beat Josh Allen. We beat the team that everyone said was going to win the division, maybe even the conference, maybe even the Super Bowl, and we beat them. So, like, we're way ahead of the game. We have a winning record. Like, you easily could have let your foot off the gas, and it almost would have been, like, human nature, and you would have been like, oh, I kind of get it. But they've continued to just play well, even against lesser opponents at times. And then this past week, another big challenge game, and they step up and they win that game as well. So, like, I think you see the mentality that, like, even from the outside, people can talk about, we're talking about Super Bowl. You're seeing how high they rank in these power rankings, the Tier Tuesday that everyone wants to see. Like, they're ranking really
they
high.
They won't stop buzzing about the Tier Tuesday. People they're like, guys, look you at see where Jones and Keefe had you
top
guys on Tier Tuesday?
Best that, around tier?
That was before the Tampa win.
Correct. Yeah. So, like, it'd be easy to, like, start to feel pretty good about yourselves, start patting each other on the back. It doesn't seem like they have that. Right? Whether it's, I mean, Vrabel, it's one thing. Like, I don't expect it from him. But even all the players, and it, we've heard from a bunch of them, whether it's press conferences, whether it's interviews on our station, like, you hear, you know, veteran players, but also young players, they all kind of still have, like, the same message. Like, they're listening to Vrabel, they're listening to the other leaders on the team. Like, they are very much on the same page.
Yeah. Look, I think that's a good sign. And I thought last week there was some of that as well, or even over the last couple of weeks, what you're saying. The kind of repeating and regurgitating the message from Vrabel, they feel pretty bought in, pretty locked in on a short week. Twitch chat says, Jones is their sixth straight trap game, right? No, this one,
I don't think so.
I said I think there's 0% chance the Jets win this game. So I don't view this one as a trap game. It is a quick turnaround.
It's
a quick turnaround for both teams, and the Jets are in a way harder spot.
Although Ninkovich changes too. So remember last week, Ninkovich was saying before the Bucks game.
He altered it?
He did, because last week he was saying, like, oh, I'm not going to just give them the win against the Jets on Thursday because of the short week, and, you know, you're going to Tampa, blah, blah, blah. But then he was like, well, after watching that game, he's like, I got that. He's like, I think they're going to blow doors. So he changed his mind.
I didn't think all these were trap games, by the way. Like, the New Orleans game, I thought, had the makings of a trap game.
That's the only one I would think of because
they had just beaten Buffalo.
Yeah.
The Superdome's a hard spot to play. I thought that had the makings of a trap game.
And because you got Tennessee the next week. So I think that's the only one that really qualified.
I thought the Cleveland one kind of qualified, too, because they were good on defense. Pats are back at home. Mm. Maybe a letdown after the Tennessee game. So those were the two that I said, I don't know that I like this spot. Atlanta, I didn't think it was a trap game. I didn't think Tennessee. I thought there was no chance they were losing to Tennessee with Vrabel's return.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay was just a hard game. That wasn't a trap game.
No, and this one isn't. I don't think
this has the makings of a trap game.
No, it's a pain in the ass Thursday Night Football. I don't think anybody really wants to play Thursday Night Football. I personally don't like to watch Thursday Night Football. I don't care for it. Give me the games on Sunday. But whatever. That's a separate topic altogether. The only thing I guess you would say about it is, like, well, it's a division game, and sometimes even the best teams in the division lose to the worst teams in the division, whatever. I don't see it. Plus, it's not like there is that true, like, roster familiarity that you see a lot of years with, like, division games. Like, there's a lot of differences between both teams. But there's two head coaches that are different from a year ago, for starters, let alone a whole bunch.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Oh.
bunch of different players, new quarterback for the Jets, a bunch of players on the Patriots rosters turned over. So even that I would kind of throw out the window.
Speaking of the Patriots not taking any shortcuts, Drake May was asked about this yesterday as well. Here's the Patriots quarterback on the short week leading into the Jets game.
Sure, to not take shortcuts. I think to not let little things, lack or slack. And I think the big thing is to stay what we've been doing, try to keep the same mentality. And, he has today to go inside and, we're going to go outside. So just, little things of, trying to not let little things, go and know that these things will matter and have mattered for us, in the past. And I think we'll show up again.
I want to get to Drake May and the weather because he did bring that up yesterday. And it's chilly.
It was
out there,
cold yesterday.
Let me tell you.
Had the heat. Was snowing at home yesterday.
What? Heat on. You had snow?
Yeah, there were little flurries. They didn't stick.
No, you
didn't.
Flurries.
I swear to God.
What?
Nicholas. I had to walk through a snowstorm to get in the house.
I mean, Worcester's basically Alaska. That makes sense.
That's way out there. So far away.
I can't
think about it.
That's a good point.
Did you take in the Northern Lights?
No. I saw a lot of
Borealis last night.
Missed it.
I saw tweets about it this morning. I saw a bunch of images. I was like, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I went out there. I took a couple pics.
Oh, yeah?
Like a regular Ansel Adams. You should have seen some of these photos.
Wait, did you?
Yeah.
Brag, bro.
Yeah, I did. I was just sitting there on my deck.
Did you hear it?
And my wife's like, hey, I think there's the Northern Lights tonight. I was like, okay. And then she's like, go outside. And I'm like, okay. I'm kind of sitting here watching the Celtics. She's like, get out there. So I took a couple pictures. I put them on Instagram.
Go outside and play. You haven't been outside.
You can
all
see
day.
At Rich Keefe WEEI on Instagram.
I'll go check it out.
Get in there, and I even put like some music to him. She's like, "What are you, emo now?" I'm like, "No, I just thought it was nice."
So this is they had a whole discussion on Greg's show yesterday about how you're officially an old man when you start taking pictures of the sunset.
Oh no, I guess this is close.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
This is the gateway drug.
I don't know if Aurora Borealis fits there, but
I wasn't all that interested. But then I was like, all right. No, I know. And then I texted
my
mom and my sister. Then they're like, oh, I didn't know about it. Then they're outside taking pictures. Then it ended up being
a whole family group chat.
I got a whole bunch of photos now.
Aurora Borealis?
Yeah, basically it's just like a pink sky. That's essentially what it is.
Like last week there was a supermoon, and I had a heads up for that. So I'm like, I'll check that out.
That wasn't a supermoon.
A beaver moon.
Hell yeah.
Beaver nice. Moon.
Yeah, Bill.
If I had a heads up, I would have gone out and checked this out last night.
Every night's a beaver moon in my house. No. But so I was like.
Sick brag, bro.
No, the moon was crazy. Because does your dog and or kid act crazy during full moons, or is it just my house?
No, my dog just naps 23 hours a day. So not him. Maybe the kid. I haven't tracked it.
Harrow's finally recovered from daylight savings. By the way, finally he actually is like snoozing through the night, and like you have to wake him up in the morning. Whereas before he was like fried. His brain was fried. I'm like, it's 1 hour difference, dude. Go back to sleep. He wasn't having it.
So. Is Aurora Borealis, is that the same kind of old man thing?
It might be, but
I immediately went through my phone when Courtney and Greg were talking about this yesterday. Yeah. I'm like, are there any sunset? I'm like, I bet there are sunset pictures on my phone. I didn't find one.
So I don't think I've ever taken a photo of a sunset, Bragg, but I think that's every single night, whereas this Northern Lights thing I think is few and far between, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's often.
I wouldn't know, but I don't think so.
Although last year I think it happened, and it's like... people, because every once you always get like the it's a super blue moon, which you won't get for another 2,000 years, and then like the next week it's like, oh, now it's like a red wolf moon. You're like, what?
Beaver moon
and a beaver moon.
Yeah, don't forget about that.
The beeve. Yeah.
No, I was unaware. But I know it's
a big, big sky night.
Nice.
Oh, big sky night.
Nice
for Sky Twitter.
So you can jump in 617-779-7937. The weather in May I want to get into. But that was him volunteering, just like Vrabel volunteered. Well, no, look, we were going to trim down on these meetings. And I guess you could say these are little humble brags by the team here. I asked the team if I wanted to cut out 25 minutes. They didn't. So Vrabel's volunteering that. May's volunteering this. Yeah, coach wanted us to go practice inside. And we said, no, let's keep doing it outside. Let's keep doing what we're doing.
It's good.
I think all of that is if you were worried about them checking out or you were worried about them reading their own press clippings, hearing too much about the tears.
They get one glimpse of those tears.
It's getting to their head. I do think all of this is a good
sign.
Well,
and like we don't follow it on the daily basis, but like just from the outside, the Philadelphia Eagles have a really good record. But like, does it seem like everything is going in the right direction with the Eagles? No, it doesn't. And will that ultimately blow up in their face? We'll see. Because even last year, there were times where you're like, I don't know if AJ Brown, and that didn't matter ultimately, and they won the Super Bowl. But right now, it doesn't seem like there's anybody kind of pulling in the wrong direction. Like last year, every week there'd be a different guy saying, oh, this other guy's being selfish, or like I have the best hands in the league, or like there's all different stuff. That hasn't to the best of my memory, happened with this team.
No. I mean, I think the closest to that was just the party boat thing from way back in OTAs. That's probably the closest to a real incident they had, quote unquote. 617-779-7937. People checking in all over the WEEI radio network, Keith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Full moons makes this guy's daughter go insane. I'm telling you, because I'm like,
for sure.
My kids go crazy every day, but then, like, particularly next level crazy. And I'm like, I don't think it's the Halloween candy. I think it's got to be something else.
Full moon. Full moon.
Well, so I might have a house full of werewolves.
One texter agreed with that. Chuck in New Hampshire said Southern New Hampshire, snow and the Northern Lights.
How do you like that?
Booth Bay Harbor checking in. Snowed all day yesterday here in Booth Bay Harbor. Okay, so good.
Snow.
Good to hear from you out
snow
there.
Snow all day, Northern Lights all night. That's a heck of a day.
Big weather day.
What a time.
A huge weather day. It's a big Tuesday.
617-779-7937. Weather and football talk. On WEEI, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's get to Drake May and handling the cold weather this week. That's next.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.